You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of the Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
So I'm Roxana Karim. I am with the research group at Maternal, Child, and Adolescent Center for Infectious Disease and Virology at University of Southern California. So here, my work is looking at association between early T cell activation and CD4 depletion among HIV and HCV co-infected women who are not on HART. So initially, we looked at the levels of T cell activation across three groups of women who were HIV only, and then HCV non-viremic, co-infected with HCV non-viremic, and co-infected viremic women. We see a significant correlation between CD8 T cell activation across the HCV co-infected group and compared to the HIV only group. And then we looked among the co-infected group and examined the relationship between HCV RNA levels and T-cell activation levels. We see a significant increasing trend in both the CD4 and CD8 activation across higher HCV RNA levels. And then we further looked to see if these high levels of activation markers in co-infected women were having an impact on CD4 depletion. And we do see, yes, there is a significant impact of higher activation marker levels on CD4 decline in these co-infected women, adjusted for the potential covariates, which are age, HIV RNA load, IV drug use, and antiretroviral therapy.
So what are some of your recommendations for these women?
So the recommendations would be co-infected women may need early attention in terms of their viral load control, and of course they should be screened for their activation levels.
There have been other studies that have looked at levels of immune activation as predicting more rapid decline in CD4 count. How is your study different from other studies that have been done?
Those are actually done in patients treated with HART who have been viral load have been suppressed for a long time, and they looked at their activation level and CD4 gain. So what I'm doing here is much earlier stage of disease and looking at CD4 loss, so which may have better clinical impact for patients.
Just to clarify, was there a difference between the women that were HCV viremic versus not viremic in terms of their levels of immune activation?
Yes, there was. Yeah. These two groups were different in terms of CD8 T cell activation, not CD4.
And how about CD38?
We didn't look at that.
Do you have follow-up studies? I mean, with this data set, do you have any follow-up studies planned?
At this time point, I do want to look at the naive and memory T-cell markers, which is our next step, and probably we'll do that. And then we also have data on these women when they go on HART, and then we can, of course, redo what's been published and see if that's that holds up.
Great. Well, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.